This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I don't know when I met him. I think I met him a couple of years back. We've connected a few times, and I do appreciate his show. And he's on America's Voice News with me, and also on ricochet.com. And if you want to know how to spell that, you'll have to come to the website, because that's where we're going to put it. And you're going to have to come to the website to figure out how to spell it, because I know some of you, if you're like me, you may have a problem with that. Anyhow, Dave Sussman joins me, host of Whiskey Politics. And again, you're on ricochet.com. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. How you doing, Joe?
You know, it works so much better when I turn your mic on, doesn't it?
I said the most important thing I've ever going to say in my life, and you didn't have me on the mic.
I just blew it. He just gave you the $126 million lottery number winners, and nobody heard them. So
coming back from the future. So thanks for having me, Joe.
Oh, no. My pleasure. I enjoy it. So why don't you tell some of the listeners that maybe never heard of Whiskey Politics where they can find it, where they can see it. We're both on America's Voice News. And
yes, we are.
Tell them.
Yeah, we have conversations, luminaries, from the political and cultural, I guess you can call them, semi-famous and famous people we bring on. We want to talk about what's going on and have long-form discussions. We want to break it all apart and pull it back together again, because quite frankly, you know, if you put on the cable news and you watch the talking heads screaming at each other, I just really don't get a sense that anybody's learning anything anymore.
No.
And so we get past the headlines and we kind of dig deep and make it fun and have a good time. And if you want a glass of whiskey while you're drinking and listening, it makes it even better.
I'm with you from the sense that it's gotten to the point now when you listen even to the shows that I thought people had two brain cells to rub together from, it's a lot of yelling and screaming. And people are talking over each other, and the hosts have seemed to lose total control of the situation, don't you think?
It sells, you know? And the media have gotten to the point where they don't even hold any... They're not faking it anymore. They want us to argue with each other. They want people in this country to scream at each other. They want us to be tribalized into these little groups and pit each other against one another. And that what's makes for good content on television, and they get the ratings, but it's ruining our civil discourse.
Yeah, who wants, I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. Who really wants to listen to that stuff? You know, you say it sells. Who's it selling to? The Barkers on the left and the Barkers on the right?
The 10% on the far extremes,
wow.
Right? So your show and other shows like us, you know, we're talking to the 80% in the middle. We may be talking to some libertarians. We may be talking to some conservatives, fiscal conservatives, social liberals, even some progressives, you know. But the 10% on the extremes, they are the ones right now, Joe, that are carrying the conversation because, you know, the blue check marks on Twitter, okay?
Yeah.
They're talking to each other. And that's what now becomes news. They decide what becomes the news. It's no longer in the editing rooms in D.C. or in New York. It's what the blue check marks have decided we need to hear. And they agree with each other. They shake their heads up and down. And, you know, you get a couple of hundred people that are offended by a certain issue. And all of a sudden, it's now a controversial issue, and we're going to be discussing this, and all of a sudden, you've got these million-dollar anchor people with stern faces talking about controversy tonight in the United States. And it's nothing. It's all thin air. And tomorrow, it's going to be rinse and repeat. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it's the flavor of the moment, the flavor of the day, actually the flavor of the minute. It seems like every time something's happening, look how quick we jog over the weekends when it comes to what's going on in the news and what have you.
Do you remember the outrage last week?
Which one?
Right?
Yeah, first it was the Catholic boys that were staring the wrong way. It was just right down the list of some crazy stuff that you're going, wait a minute, we didn't finish this one yet.
Yeah, and so much of it is fake. So much of it is fake. It's really bad, and my son, he wants to go into journalism, and I keep telling him, your generation needs to save the world, because the kids above you, the millennials, I'm sorry, no offense if anybody is listening that's of that age, but they admit it themselves these days, they've gone crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about the feels and not the reels.
And you're not kidding. Well, but you're right, but you are right, they do admit it. And when you talk with them, when I try to talk to some of them, being the old white guy in the group, but even so, trying to get to their level and say, okay, tell me, what is it that turns you on or turns you off? What do you want to hear, if anything, in politics? And I got to tell you, even the ones that consider themselves conservative are not on the same planet as I am when it comes to what they perceive as being conservative. And I'll tell you something else that scares me, and I know you've dealt with this. When you say socialism or socialist to a millennial, they have a whole different mindset of what that means, and it seems to be more conservative than it is liberal, because they'll tell you it's taking care of other people, it's making sure the kids have a shot at education and what have you. It's not necessarily 100% give everything away for free. They think we don't do these things already. They think that if you have no health insurance, you have no way of getting any kind of health care at all. They've not been informed.
I have my belief. Why do you think it is that way?
Why do I think that they're that way? I think what's happened is we've given up. Conservatives gave up education 30, 40, 50 years ago, and they've been taught how bad capitalism is. They've been taught how bad it is and how great it is in other countries, how bad the flag is, how bad what we stand for, how bad these freedoms are.
And that all stems from education, or lack thereof.
All of it. Well, yes. It's what they're being educated. It's how they're being educated. I'll put it that way. But you're right. The oppressive American flag.
Evil.
Do they not know what we've done around the world to help other countries? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Dave Sussman will be with me on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
That's what we need, is happy music. Really, the 70s had happy music, if nothing else, right? I mean, seriously, 80s music I still don't get. And in the 90s, I might as well have moved to a different planet. I'm just totally lost at that point in time. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to talk a little bit in a few minutes. We're hoping John Sullivan can join us. He's the producer and director known for 2016 Obama's America. If you didn't see any of those Obama movies, what's wrong with you people? I need to know. Write me a note. I mean, I need to know you were in a coma or in the hospital or something like that. I can't believe you wouldn't take the time to go see those. So John will join us shortly. We're going to talk about the new movie. Well, fairly new. He's been trying to get it out for years. I think it was released last year, finally. And if you missed this one, there really is. There's no hope for you at all, whatsoever. Dave Zussman joins me. He's the host of Whiskey Politics. He's on America's Voice News with me and Ricochet.com. Dave, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope to see you more. We're I think next week, next Wednesday, you're gonna guest host for me.
I will try. I will try, but I don't know any of this music you're talking about. Yeah. I'm too young.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know, right? Well, you know, I used to have one person used to poke me all the time and go, is that it? Are you stuck in the 70s? I go, no, actually not really cool on disco. I want the rock and roll portion, but I don't know. I mean,
you know,
I can't
great?
Find music I'm happy with.
You know what's awesome? No, my oldest son, 18 years old, collects nothing but vinyl, and ooh, everything he's collecting is 1970 something.
Oh,
Beatles, ELO,
Supertramp
is going on. It's amazing. I'm having so much fun.
Well, you know, don't you love it sometimes? We're way off track here, but I love it when my kids sometimes will hear music. They'll hear something from Earth, Wind, and Fire, what have you, and they go, wow, that's really cool. You know, I mean, they think it's new music. I go, you guys crazy? You weren't even a thought in my head when I was dancing to that music. Okay? I mean, just to put it bluntly. Anyhow. All right, so John's going to join us in a few seconds, and in light of what has been taking place in New York, and now is trying to go through other states, and you and I discussed this a little bit today. It doesn't matter where you stand on abortion in its purest sense. When you get down to the last minutes before birth, it's no longer abortion as you know it. This is a human being that can exist outside the womb that fully is developed, lungs, heart, eyes, nose. We have lost our way tremendously in this country. Total loss of humanity, don't you think?
You know, this is one of those issues that I really haven't tackled on air, on the media. But in the last 24 hours, I'm a libertarian guy. Okay, I'm a conservative. When it comes to fiscal policy, I want the government out of my pocket and my bedroom. And when it comes to this issue, I understand both sides of the debate. But when you're talking about third trimester, this woman, and I know you talked about it last night on your show, what this woman, Kathy Tran, I think is her name, and she's a delegate or something else from Virginia, and she's standing up there in this dehumanized detachment that she had talking about the process of a woman right before giving birth deciding to essentially not have this child. What she has done in the last 24 hours, Joe, it is my belief she has done more than the 50 years of the pro-choice and the pro-life arguments have gone back and forth, where I think everybody, unless you're insane, agrees, you know what, we need to stop this thing. This train is going off the tracks. Third trimester, this is, you know, you're killing children at this point.
Think about what the original thought was. In the Dem Party, it was what? Safe and
rare.
Safe and rare,
yeah.
For a woman who really needed to have an abortion or felt like she really needed to have an abortion too, anytime, on demand, anywhere, without apology. Did you ever think it would get to this?
No,
point?
And I blame.
Look, I blame us.
I blame feminism. I blame this third wave feminism that is no longer in support of women, because if they were truly in support of women, they'd be in support of all women. They'd be in support of conservative women running for Congress. Right. They'd be in support of. No, they are leftists in support of a leftist cause. And so when you're talking about this, this is their big push right now. I think it's doing good for the right. I think this argument happening right now, it's not in the White House, it's not in SCOTUS,
that's right,
it's now in the media, it's in our culture, and we're seeing this young woman standing up there with this glazed look in her eyes of lack of humanity, saying, I think that we should pass this so that if a woman wants to have a baby or not at 9 months, it's her choice. How insane have we gotten here?
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. When you look at the look on her face, though, and the look on the face of who was it? The next day, the governor that showed up,
Virginia, yeah,
right. So he's sitting there talking. I'm saying to myself, he looks like he's on another planet right now, too.
Yeah,
like he's got nothing to do with this. And what was it? He even called it at one point. He called it a fetus when the fetus is, you know, born.
No, he called it an infant.
But he said the word infant. Yeah, but at one point you used fetus. I'm saying fetuses don't cry. They are not a blob of cells.
It's a
human being. And then we make it comfortable.
One other quick thing here on this. There was two sponsors on this bill. The second sponsor, the first one was Tran, Kathy Tran. Okay.
Right.
Second one was Dawn Adams, who is a nurse. She's pulling back now, man. She's like, oh, I don't think I read it all the way through. Dude, it's four paragraphs. Okay, I get Obamacare, 2,500 pages. This thing is four paragraphs, and she didn't have the time to read through this thing?
Well, it makes for a nice excuse. What do they call that? Plausible deniability in some cases, right?
Absolutely.
Give me a break. This is just, they're out of control. And John Sullivan joins us now. He's the producer and director of known for his 2016. Actually, John, I was making fun of people who did not see Obama's America. I asked them to send me notes, whether they were in a coma. I need a doctor's note. I need to find out why they did not see Obama's America and more. So how are we doing?
Pretty good.
Turn the switch on.
Well,
got it?
All right. There we go. Oh, hey. Yeah. No, I'm doing
actually,
well.
Actually, you don't need a microphone, frankly.
You're good.
Anyway, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Gosnell, now, I was telling people earlier.
Yeah.
This first time I had you on about this was 4 or 5 years ago or something like that. It was a while back.
Yeah, I think so. We made the movie in 2015. And, you know, it took us a while to get the movie out into theaters, which it was out last October. Now it's out, coming out. It's out on VOD. It was number one on Amazon VOD last week, and it comes out on DVD next week. And it's coming out right, you know, as you guys have been talking about this Virginia and the New York situation. It's coming out right at that time.
Okay. Well, we believe in capitalism here, so we're going to go for a quick
break.
That's
fine.
Yeah. Figured you'd be good with that. When we come back, we'll have more discussion around this, because this is sickening. That whole thing that went down the other day really has, you've got to go get this movie, people. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The problem is the Democrats, you know, when they say we don't want to build, as an example.
President Trump slams Democrats and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi when asked at the White House by reporters about the status of the border wall. The president says no deal unless there's funding to finish it.
She's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work. And we're building the wall right now. I mean, a lot of people don't know that, but we have a lot of wall under construction. We've given out a lot of contracts over the last 3-4 weeks. contracts. A lot of wall is soon going to be under construction. We're finishing up design on certain areas, the most important areas, the Rio Grande area and others.
The president will give his State of the Union address Tuesday night, and he's asked about Stacey Abrams, who's giving the Democratic response. She lost the Georgia governor's race to Republican Brian Kemp.
I hope that she does a good job. I mean, I respect her. I don't know her.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Over the AOC bow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And look, Facebook, Twitter, all of them, they're keeping us from getting information out to you. So what I'm doing now is I'm texting out until they stop us from doing that as well. And if you want to get notices about the show and what's going on, I want you to text. This is really too easy. You can't screw this up. TRS, right? The real side? TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. Now, you know I've been going off on this abortion thing all week and craziness coming out of New York, but as I've been I talk about this movie regularly. So John Sullivan has joined us. He's the producer and director. He's known for 2016 Obama's America. And again, you need to go see those movies. Don't, you know, again, unless you've been in a coma for 5 years and you can send me a note to prove it, there's no reason for you not to get these. And now with the, I don't know, what do you want to call it, John, a re-release or the new release of Gosnell?
It's just coming out on VOD and DVD.
All right, for those old folks, what does VOD mean?
VOD, video on VOD. Demand. So if you want to go onto like iTunes or Amazon or your Spectrum or Dish, you can rent the movie right there. You don't even need to leave your house. And then next week, you'll be able to buy the movie at Walmart or Best Buy or rent it at Redbox.
And also, we have Dave Sussman. I mean, it's not an afterthought, but Dave Sussman's with us.
Oh, that
He's the
guy.
Host of You Like That, right? Host. And I'm the other guy in the room, the host of Whiskey Politics. He's also on America's Voice News along with me and Ricochet.com. And Dave and I, we were talking about this today. Now, Dave's more of a libertarian, if you would, right?
Yep.
And, you know, we were talking about where you stand. Some people, when it comes to abortion or those issues, you want to, you know, stay out of my bedroom kind of mindset, right? But this, what's gone on with what's happened in New York recently, is way over the top. And you agreed with me earlier with that. But you, John, probably weren't shocked by that at all. Were you?
Well, I mean, when you see what Gosnell was doing, and that was in Pennsylvania, and you see how Pennsylvania turned a blind eye to that.
Yeah.
And I think you've seen how the regressive left has gone the way they've gone now. And it's not the liberals. I mean, this is like the regressive left. This is part of their platform. And it's really scary to think about this, because we're not a culture of life. You know, we're a culture of death, and that, you know, what's the difference between a 39-week-year-old child, you know, being killed, to where we start moving to euthanasia, honestly. And, again, you know, euthanasia, that would be, you know, I mean, look at that kid, when they put it into comfort care, they call it quote-unquote comfort care. It's no comfort. You know, you're basically dehydrating that child is what you're doing. You're starving that child. And any kid will die, but any adult will die in that situation, too. So these lines start blurring very quickly. So I think this is also a larger issue than just the abortion issue when you get to this point. And I understand. I'm very libertarian, although I am pro-life. I fall more in the libertarian camp on everything, and I think my fellow libertarians should be more pro-life. In that sense, you know, where we're at right now, this is murder. There's just no other way to say it. What they're saying. My daughters or twin daughters are 15 now. They're twins. They were premature. They were born about 35 weeks. And so to think about holding that 35-year-old child, that person, and knowing who they grew into be, you know, it's just devastating me to think of what this culture, this political group is trying to do, Kathy Tran in Virginia, and now Cuomo's done in New York.
Oh, yeah, Cuomo was... You know what I thought was hypocritical about Cuomo? Get your take on this, too, Dave. Is right after he signed that bill, what was the next thing he said? He said, I'm in line with the Pope.
Yeah.
And I think it's barbaric and inhumane to kill people in prison. I was dumbfounded. You can't smoke enough coke for that to make sense. Where are you on that, Dave?
Cuomo's delusional. I mean, he's just delusional. You know, the fact is that he stands up and he professes to be a Catholic. And, you know, the problem that I have with all of this is what John is talking about. We're no longer talking about whether you call it a clump of cells at 6 weeks or not. We're talking about a living, viable human being at this stage. And right. Again, as somebody that's more or less stayed out of this debate and kind of, you know, focused on other issues in politics, I think this is something that's going to be bringing left and right together. Because this is just outright murder. It's disgusting. I'm a father, and the idea of I mean, I have a problem with 20 weeks. I have a problem with 12 weeks. Okay, when we are talking about infanticide here, is that what it's called? Infanticide.
Infanticide.
Yeah. Infanticide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about Gosnell, the movie. I keep telling people it doesn't sound right, but it's not an abortion movie. It's not technically an anti-abortion movie. This guy was a butcher. A flat-out, cold-hearted, soulless butcher. And in the movie, though not gory, you get a real sense of what's going on in that. What made you, how did you get involved in it to begin with? Who told you what was going on? You said, you know what, this is something we need to do. We need to do something with.
Yeah, I'd met Ann and Phelan, the producers of the movie, actually backstage at CPAC before Dinesh spoke in 2012, before we announced 2016. And they went on after Dinesh and did speaking. And so we met there, and we've always stayed in contact as they've been out here. And then when they came and they crowdfunded the movie, we just started talking about distribution and production and all those things. And they basically said, hey, would you like to come on board and help us produce this? You know, because this is, you know, a pretty big undertaking. And I said, sure. You know, that sounds like something. I knew about the story. I knew about their crowdfunding. You know, it was a horrible story of what this man was doing. Yeah. And again, here's a guy who has no respect for life whatsoever. Because you have to remember, he was one of the largest illegal opioid dealers, on the East Coast. So, you know, opioids are destroying people, lives, killing people. And so he's doing that, plus then he's doing these backroom abortions at 24, 25, 32, you know, number of, you know, almost 40 weeks. And then on top of that, he kills two women. So, you know, the guy was just, as you said, he's kind of a butcher and, you know, just in my sense, almost a demonic guy.
But one of the things you show in the movie, which I thought was amazing, one of the judges said, and I'm going to blow it, but one of the judges basically said, I'm not going to have the abortion issue tested in my court. I'm not going to have it. I'm thinking, my God, sweet Jesus, he's killing women. Forget, if you can, forget the babies for a minute.
Yeah.
Women are dying and bleeding to death. He's got 17-year-olds administering drugs that shouldn't be, and yep. The only thing they can think of, they're not going to touch that sacred abortion issue. That had to floor you. I mean, that's real, too, right?
Oh, that's, yeah. Most of the movie's taken from transcripts and or notes from the police officers or the DA.
or the original transcripts from the trial itself. And that's how it started. Phelan went to the trial, the Gosnell trial, while he was in Philadelphia. He's an investigative journalist who's covered murder trials in the past, and what does an investigative journalist do on their day off? They go to a murder trial. He just thought that was the most sensational case he'd ever seen, and the evidence that was being presented, and that's what kind of launched the whole journey of making this movie.
Yeah. And now, we'll talk more about this after the break, but in your limited release, you did very well with this movie, didn't you?
We did. Yeah, we did very well with it. We did about $3.5 million on about 670 screens. And we had problems with it, too. You know, with theaters dropping us, even though we were, like, one of their top producing movies in their chain. We had strange things happening. We had one theater chain that wouldn't play us at all. Strange things happening, even though you have a movie that's doing very, very well throughout the theater. So, yeah.
Yeah, and your world is even more tough than other industries because Hollywood does not support or even I don't believe they even want this message to get out in any way.
No, I would agree. I think we're at a point now to where if you want to talk about one of those polarized places to be as an industry, it would be Hollywood. I mean, there is a new blacklist. I don't hate to talk in those terms. I really don't like to think in those ways, but that is truly something we are seeing.
Well, Dave, you've got a large audience, too, and we're always the old, I won't include you in this, but the white guys are always, it's taboo for them to talk about abortion, talk about women's issues or anything along those lines. We have always tackled those issues and never as the old white Christian guy that says you shouldn't be doing this, but I'll always saying to something you alluded to is, all right, so you want me to deal with science. Well, babies have survived outside the womb at 19 weeks, 20 weeks, 21 weeks. Why don't we adhere to that? Why don't we adhere to science, if nothing else?
Well, you're talking to the same people that have corrupted the education system, so you're going to pick and choose your own science, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes, you are. How it's taught, how it's written, how it comes across. You're right. But this whole double standard, we apply it to the law, but it's not just, well, there's that music again. We're going for a quick break. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're talking about the Gosnell movie, the movie that you have to get, and we'll give you directions on how to get it in the next segment. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and give me your email address. I don't inundate you with information. I send out one email a week. I let you know who's going to be in the show, you know, what's coming about, the topics we're going to be discussing. And yes, I do try to sell stuff, and if you want to support the show, you would buy something. That would be really nice. I have coffee mugs and T-shirts and all the same stuff everybody else has. So cough up some money, have some fun. I'm going to tell you the coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. I don't guarantee it, but I'm telling you it does.
Merch.
Anyway, always what's that?
Merch.
You're going to find out. Both of you are going to find out in a minute. I'm joined by Dave Sussman. He's the host of Whiskey Politics. He's on America's Voice News with me and also on RickyShade.com. And John Sullivan, he is the producer and director. But he's known for his 2016 Obama America. And the reason I harp on that,
yeah,
it was the first one that I saw that really just like, wow.
Oh, thank
this
you.
This is information you can't easily get. You can't easily pull together. We get beat up with sound bites, but nobody has like pulled it together like that. And so I do appreciate that movie and others. And now Gosnell, which is now it's on demand and it'll be out on DVD when?
It'll be out on DVD next Tuesday, the 5th.
Okay. And you know what, people? You got to get a copy of it. We'll put links up on the website. We'll put links up on our email blast this weekend. And you got to pick it up. I mean, seriously, this is not one of those gory anti-abortion movies where we're going to show you pictures of all. It's not. It shows you how sacred abortion has become, to the point where even when they know this man is killing people, even when they know women are dying and he's doing all the wrong things, even the people in the community were afraid to say anything about it, and judges wouldn't allow it to come forward because they were afraid. And it took what? It took the police coming in on opioid. He was prescribing too many opioids.
Yeah, he was illegally selling drugs out the back door, and it was a pill mill, and that's how they originally went in. And when they went in, then they discovered all these babies stored all around the facility, not in any sort of rational or clean way. I mean, they were literally stored in the lunchroom, in the freezer, in the refrigerator. And when Gosnell was asked about it, he said, you could see that we're having a dispute with our medical waste company, is how he described it. But, and the scene in the movie is when they first come upon him, he's in the lunchroom, there, and that's where they find all these things, stuffed in orange juice containers and other things like it. And again, the movie isn't gory, but, we give the sense of being in the whole, going through the clinic.
The whole thing.
Yeah, and it was three buildings put together, so it really was this maze that they had to go through. And I remember Dean Cain, when we were on set and we were filming, it was one of the first days, which was the clinic days, we were filming, and Dean's like, guys, this seems like really over the top. And I actually brought out to him and said, no, here's the video they had from that was put in as evidence. And, he's like, wow. He's like, we're not actually doing it justice. It was so disgusting. The conditions there.
Did you have issues trying to get actors to do this? I mean, actors that you had thought would be perfect for part, read it, went, nah, I'm not touching this.
Yeah, it was funny. I didn't have high hopes when they first said, oh, we're going to do this. The big role was the district attorney role, who Sarah Jane plays such a great job doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But our casting agents were like, oh, we're going to have this A-lister and this person. I'm like, no, you're not. I'm like, there's no way. Sarah Jane does such a good job in the role as Lexi. But it wasn't going to happen with some of the names they were throwing at us as these big. I'm like, it's never. And it was interesting. We had a lot of people that looked at the role and then kind of went away for the weekend and then turned it down. And when they came back, and it was crazy things like, oh, I forgot we're going on vacation those weeks. It's like, who forgets they're going on vacation? Or, oh, my kid's suddenly acting up at school and I should be home. It's like, okay, whatever.
I look at those and I look at the roles and I think to myself, how many people sat in those roles and look at and read and said, my God, I would never, ever have thought that this was happening. I mean, seriously, even Dean, when I interviewed him, he said, I just was unaware.
Yeah.
No,
I think all of us, I mean, to a certain sense, until you go through it and you start reading the transcripts, looking at the photos from the police report, talking to Christine Wexler, who was one of the DAs who prepped the case, talking to James Jim Woods, who was the police officer, the detective Dean plays. Christine and Jim were on set with us, and when they were telling us the stories and how it went through and how Gosnell acted and everything else, it's just, the guy is insane. I mean, like, in a certain, he's totally sane, but he's such a narcissist and believes he's doing what is right that it does not matter. Delusional, I think, was a word you used earlier on Cuomo, and I think that's the same thing with Gosnell, is there is this delusional element. And I don't know where that shifts from sanity to insanity, because, again, the guy was sane and knew what he was doing. There's no way he was getting off on that. But there's a break from our reality of what is humane and right and wrong that way.
Well, I had read some articles about him where he actually, Dave, can you imagine after all this, he actually believed that he'd get out of prison, that he would be vindicated and they would see that he was doing a service for the community. They just didn't understand that at the time.
He truly believed he was doing a good thing.
this is like a craziest, you can never tie anything around. Okay, back to the money part, because you would think that when it comes to making money, Hollywood, theaters, distribution companies, they want to make the bucks. they're really willing to, they truly are willing to cut their nose off to spite their face in Hollywood, aren't they?
I think it's not just our movie. I think you look down the line and you see them put $30, $40 million in a lot of these movies that just bomb. And you know they're going to bomb. Middle America is not going to buy these movies. And when it came to our movie, you know, we had real problems getting it out theatrically. You know, we had theater chains that wouldn't play it. Theater chains that dropped it very quickly, even though it was performing very well within their theaters. So again, it is a hot button issue, as we can see what happened with New York and Virginia this last week. So, you know, for me, I'm not disillusioned. I'm not cynical about it. I'm pretty much a realist about what goes on. But it was disheartening to work so hard on something, get such favorable, you know, user reviews. Audiences love this movie. You know, audiences are really responding to it. If you go on IMDb or you go on Fandango or any of these other things, we're getting like 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Wow.
And, you know, it's not just like 4 or 5 people. You're talking like, I think we have like 1,000 reviews on Fandango. I think it's even more than that. And we're getting, you know, I think that's a 5-star average on there. Where over at IMDb, it's a little bit lower, but the average amount is 4.5 stars.
Yeah, and the positive reviews I've seen, not necessarily religious people either.
No.
People of all walks of life that are seeing this and going that this isn't right, that somebody should have stopped.
We're screaming. There's a feminist group screening, feminists that are pro-life that are screening the movie for a big group in coming up in March. And, you know, we get approached by all kinds of different groups of people that are wanting to screen this. Lawyers, there's a lawyer group that wants to screen it for, you know, the legalities of what are going on in that sense. And I think this New York and Virginia decision is really kind of squeezing out this middle, because they're now seeing this is where this is going. You know, it's already here in California, by the way. That is one thing people don't understand, is that California's laws are already where New York's laws are.
Oh, yeah. They're just quiet about it.
Yeah, we're just quiet about it, and we did it a while ago. But, you know, there's already states that have this in place. And now what you're seeing, it's just, I think, apparent to people what is at stake.
And you're not stopping here, because you've got a new movie called No Safe Spaces. It's the one that Corolla and Prager have been talking about for quite some time, and now it's coming together. Tell us a little bit about that, if
you
can.
Yeah, no, we were just on set shooting with Adam and Dennis on Monday, kind of finishing up the film. We're just kind of wrapping up the edits there with it. And what this film is about is something I think it's really, I think it's tied to the life issue. This, for me, is kind of coming down. I think when you see a Jordan Peterson rise to such heights so quickly, what is really happening is you have the individual under attack. And this has been the big safe space, right? America has been the safe space, to be honest, because you could speak out against the king. You could speak out against the tyrants. You could speak out against anybody you wanted to. Now they're trying to shut that down. And it's shutting down individual rights across the board is what's going on. So you really have kind of, I think, this collective statism against the individual. And as a libertarian, I mean, that's, for me, is very, very hard. You know, I want to scream and pull my hair out that people aren't seeing this. You know, and it's also strange because No Safe Spaces has a lot of liberals in it. We have Van Jones is in the movie. Dave Rubin is in the movie. Alan Dershowitz is in the movie. And, you know, when they're agreeing with Dennis Prager, you know, that's a strange day in a certain
time to go buy a lottery ticket.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, at that point.
So these guys are pushing back, you know, they're pushing back because they see what's going on. You know, right. Dershowitz is very clear. My enemy is not the right. My enemy is the hard left. He says that in the film. And, you know, this is the group that's trying to squelch free speech. You know, you can't use certain, you know, you can use one of the 37 or 73 pronouns. But if you say ma'am or sir, you know, you get in trouble. And this is where we see Jordan Peterson coming to, you know, preeminence here and kind of taking all this on. So, you know, there's a lot of groups out there that aren't just right. This isn't just a conservative issue. You know, this is a right-left issue that should be, you know, against this kind of what I call the regressive left.
Well, real quick, John, tell people where they can get the movie.
You can pick up the DVD at Amazon, Walmart. You can pick it up in person at Walmart and Best Buy. It'll be available for rental next week on Redbox and VOD just about anywhere.
Perfect. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You got to get the movie. If you don't remember anything else tonight, go get the movie. David Sussman's going to be with me on the other side of the break. We're going to have a lot of fun. Smorgasbord.